Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s. Yeah. Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Matt Mann.
Thinking to sh** my pants. Oh, God, I'm sorry.
9. I realized I was turning into my dad when it was Sunday morning and I was eating a banana sandwich while I watched Cannonball Run.
Paige. It's ironic that I hated statistics so much in college and all I do is look at studies every day.
And fat boy.
You suck, YouTube TV. Saw I had a channel called BBC. Got excited. Nothing but news.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93 minute rut blocks all day.
93.3.
The planet.
I got a list of this is a scientifically curated list of the most hated bands of all time.
You realize what he's doing to you right now? He's playing it in the background on you.
Oh yeah, yeah. But this is a scientifically curated list of the most hated bands of all time, where they use science and math, mainly math. They create an algorithm based on things like most hated lists, message boards, articles, and they came up with the top. Or the bottom, the 21 most hated bands that people talk the most trash about online.
Oh man! This is rock, or is this like?
This is all rock bands. Like, yeah.
Oh, rock band. Okay. Because I was gonna say Florida Georgia Line probably gets it.
No,
really
this is
bad.
All rock bands here.
It's gonna be obvious, won't it?
Well, number 21, like the last place, the best of the worst, Linkin Park, followed by Spin Doctors, Nirvana. Rush should be much higher on the list.
Why are you hating on the Spin Doctors?
Yeah, I'm not. It's the list.
Not you. Oh. I'm speaking to the list.
I don't know what's to hate about Spin Doctors.
Probably Chris Jericho's list.
Pearl Jam, and then they're followed by Oasis, who's a damn great band.
Yes.
Now, Korn, I disregard the text I just sent you. I was mad for Fat Boy.
Korn gets a lot of hate, and so does Metallica. The Doors, kind of sucky. Green Day,
kind of sucky.
Coldplay, and then Coldplay not even in the top 10 anymore, which goes to show you how little impact they really had long term. Because for a couple years, they were really hated. They were loved, and then they were hated, and now nobody cares anymore.
Yeah. Well, it became that thing where, like, I mean, that was fueled by, I think, women, but and dudes, you know. But then guys kind of got jealous of the music. It's like, she would leave me for Chris Martin.
Yeah.
She'd leave me for Chris Martin.
Yeah.
Or the other drummers. They have a bunch of drummers in that band now. They all play drums.
Yeah. I'll see what this text is.
Don't read it.
Oh.
No. I made a text out to Fat Boy. I said, I text 9. Play
you told me not to read it. I ain't going to read it yourself.
Play Incubus to mess with him. And I sent it to you.
I will play that later on the way home. You want to get to the top 10 most hated bands?
Yes.
You know me. Are there any of these that I will strongly disagree or agree with, Jim?
I think there's a couple you will definitely agree with.
Okay.
Is it predictable?
Somewhat.
Ah.
The 10th most hated band in the world is Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, I can see that.
It's not really something you can actively hate on, though. It's just kind of, you know, it is what it is.
It's, yeah.
At this point, all their fans are, like, approaching middle age, and they all got kids, live in the suburbs in a subdivision, and they don't go out and do that partying anymore.
But that, he has that, that group has that niche of fan that could go on, like, Dead fans and Jimmy Buffett fans.
I'm telling you, the Dave Matthews fans were more buttoned up. They've all gotten married and had kids since then.
What did they call their fans? Like, you had parrot heads and you had dead heads.
What do you call people who live in Simpsonville? Because they all live in subdivision Simpsonville now.
I'm glad I censored myself just now.
I think they're just Dave heads.
Butt heads.
Dave Matthews. Heads.
The ninth most hated band is Kiss.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. They deserve that.
I hate them based off of one member.
I hate Gene, man. Yeah. I Love Gun and Lick It Up and all their fun tunes, but yeah, I hate Gene.
I don't like Heaven's on Fire.
Well, that's because we had him on and he was pompous.
Well, we expected that, but he's just he's pompous all the time.
Yeah, he is. Plus, the one time we had him on and we gave him a lot of questions directed at Richard Simmons, but it was Gene Simmons.
We started talking
about sweating with the oldies until he figured it out and hung up on us. That was fun. Anything else on Kiss?
No. I mean, that's one of those things where, like, those of you that love them, nobody can convince you otherwise, and it's your thing, and that's totally fine.
Because you've already spent, like, $50,000 on merch.
You're going to die and be buried in that casket, and you're going to regret not wearing all them Kiss condoms.
Yeah. You're going to wear Kiss boots and a Kiss casket, and you're going to be buried drinking a cup of Kiss coffee.
Yeah.
Did you borrow the Kiss credit card?
Yeah. Seventh most hated band, Fish.
Man, I don't get that one.
You don't smoke weed.
Yeah. I've smoked plenty, and I just, Fish ain't really my thing.
What is your, do you have a, I don't want to say weed.
A jam band I like?
Yeah.
Allman Brothers.
Okay, that's good.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's about the only one.
Other than the Grateful Dead.
I'm a really big fan.
Some of that puts me asleep.
Number six on the list is the only solo artist on the entire list.
Your mama?
Most hated. Yeah. Most hated.
The number six is the only solo artist on the entire list.
And we play them?
No, we do not.
Oh, we do
older
not.
Than we play.
I
give you a hint.
Oh, I know. You don't have to tell me. Neil Young. Bob Dylan. There you go. Bob Dylan. What, who is Bob Dylan?
There you go. Bob Dylan, number six most hated.
Okay.
Is that a daily double?
No. Just regular.
You got to wear the dunce cap on Ben Stein. Remember that if you put in the form of a question?
Well, you can't even do that anymore.
Yeah.
That's shaming.
I have a certain appreciation for Bob Dylan. Not that I want to listen to him for an hour at a time, but I have a certain appreciation for him.
He's a good songwriter.
I'd get fishing with him if he came back.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to do the top five? Move on to number five?
Yes.
Number five is somebody that was really popular for like a springtime.
I was going to say, it smells like feet in here, and he just took his shoes off.
I want to say that the spring of 2009 or 2010, this band was really popular. And since then, they've waned. At Mumford & Sons, number five.
Yeah, I liked them pretty good.
I think of them, and I think of like Game of Thrones music.
I think of if you're trying to order a Starbucks coffee, they're not going to play Old Crow Medicine Show. They'll play Mumford & Sons in there.
Yeah.
It's that kind of music, but for like really soft people.
But that's strange. They would be like most hate. This is based off just reactions to a poll.
No, this is based off just an algorithm that looks at the most hated bands lists, message boards, and articles over the past few years.
God, you imagine the jobs lost. There used to be somebody's job that worked for like Hit Parade or Tiger Beat or one of these magazines. They had to go scour all these message boards.
Every one of them.
Now they got the bots and rhythms of Al Gore.
Yep.
Oh, who else?
Fat Boy's about to get so mad at the next two in a row.
I already got heat with Korn been on the list.
Well, what?
Korn's already been said, right?
Yeah, Korn was way down the list. Okay. Number 15 between Metallica and Oasis was Korn.
Yeah.
Those are just people who are grammar Nazis, if I may say.
Number four is U2. U2.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I know it's an acquired taste, man, but it's...
I like
you
that.
Can't deny
it. I don't think it's... My biggest issue with U2 is...
You're not a pussy.
And I'm telling you, I enjoy their music, and I'm totally against trying to shove bands into genres, but I don't know what U2 music is. It's like world music. It's like something I would see at a... You could play in any side of Epcot Center.
Yeah.
I like older U2 when they were more alternative.
I like rock and roll music. I can't do it.
You don't know you two. You like it all.
There's
none.
no balls, no attitude names. Whatsoever to any of it. It's just.
Yeah, it's but like you a, like all kind of stuff.
Guy's name's The Edge, man.
I do, but I mean, it's just so.
It's a beautiful day.
No, I mean it is, but the song is awful. That is a terrible song.
What?
It's an awful song.
I like it.
No, better than what we played yesterday. Cooterwall, whatever his name is. Colder.
Well, see, one of them had some feeling to it, and the other one was just meant was written to be in a commercial for a car.
Is that right?
U2 songs are just strictly written to be in commercials for cars.
Oh. Well, I've seen that with Seinfeld.
They put that album on everybody's iPhone years ago.
Oh, man, yeah.
It pissed off everybody.
Everybody hates them for that. That's why they're on the list still. People never got over that. Number three.
I hate him for his activism, too.
Number three.
Yeah, he does do too much.
Really?
That's the one thing that boy's like, man, he gets in the front of too many charities.
Man, why does he care so much about people getting blown up old landmines, man?
He cares about people.
We mean Lindsey Graham.
I like that part about him. My complaints were strictly about that I don't like the band that much. Number three, this is going to make Fatboy really mad, and it's also going to make a bunch of trolling-ass dudes in their 30s real mad, like Aaron Rodgers. Creed.
I meant it.
Yeah.
Look, I've said it before. It's not. I don't seek their music out, but I will go see them in concert if I can get comp tickets.
I like older decent Creed.
Tickets. I don't get the hate. Honest to God, don't get it. It's rock music. People know it. They sing it. They know the words.
It's just kind of generic rock music is what people think about it, I think, if they don't like it.
And Tremonti's a great guitar player.
He is really good guitar player. It's just that if you go see it or if you stay home, you haven't really missed anything. That's what you get from it. It doesn't really have any substance to speak of.
This song, this has been the one I've heard more than any other ones.
Oh, really?
I think.
Not my own prison.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List, you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is what's his life for.
This
is horrible.
See, wouldn't you love it? This is where I would be okay being at a concert and
oh, if we could all sing like him.
He just puts the microphone in the air and we're like, if everybody did that, that would be like some kind of worship service.
You start me into going now. The tickets are free.
We have to get everybody out in the parking lot to agree that when Stat puts the mic up, we all sing like him.
Yeah.
That's the only way that. When you go to the concession stand,
they already got flames.
Can I get two? And I need a wide cloak.
I'm with a girl.
You remember Little John? They had flames everywhere. It just shot up. It was like hot fire.
I'll take a tour shirt in a 4XL. No, well, screw you guys. I ain't hearing no more.
WWE sent an email to me the other day. They have shirts up to 5X, and I'm like, why is it taking you this long to know your audience?
Public.
You should have started with 5X and worked down the smalls.
Yeah.
Your soul like, kind of great.
You think the band ever is just like, dude, he's going to swallow his tongue, and then what do? We're going to have to get Miles Kennedy in here.
They probably trade bomb each other.
This is a great text at 72341 on this subject. Fish rocks, but if you didn't prefer them, haven't been to a show and possibly tripped during the show, you cannot truly appreciate their music. See, that's the thing. Any show would be great on mushrooms, right?
Right.
What do you mean? Tripping. Not sitting on one?
No. Like,
the tripping on
the psychedelic ones.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
Hey, we're just talking about you. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So. All right. Now, I've looked up Husqvarna riding lawnmowers, and your basic model, you're going to be paying $1,500 to $2,000. You realize that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot. Yeah. I understand why you're pissed off.
Yeah, mine was like $1,800.
God, you must have a big old yard, or just it's kind of therapeutic, isn't it? Just I miss having a riding lawnmower. I do. I don't have enough. I got enough yard, but I'd ride down the hill and tumble. I'd Tiger Woods it all the way down. No mean will into. I'm just trying to think of a recent wreck. You know?
Yeah.
I would take it down the hill. I would be in the creek upside down. Need the jaws of life on a riding lawnmower. Yeah.
It's a shark that cuts you out of the car.
Here's another question that a lot of people are asking on our text line. Is your wife aware that you're doing this today, and does she support you?
I actually didn't tell her I was talking to you guys about it.
Totally fine.
She's already been making fun of you, you said, right?
Yeah.
The kid.
She's already thinking I'm kind of like being crazy about it, so. I didn't tell her I was calling you.
The kids are making fun of you.
Oh, the kids.
Even though you could kind of blame them.
I think you should. Yeah.
Wussy.
Okay. All right, so we're going to dial the number here.
You think his neighbor stole Fatboy's Twitter?
I don't know. I mean, I think if you're a thief, you don't just steal landscaping equipment. I think you steal anything of value.
Yeah, I think you would.
I'd like to find out.
Yeah. All right, we're going to dial the number. When he answers, you know... We didn't really come up with a game plan other than you're just going to directly ask him, and then once you get what you hope is a confession, then we're going to pop on and say, what's up? Hi. We're Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC, or whatever. Mm-hmm. We'll say Rise Guys since we're on our show. And then and we'll go from there, okay?
Sounds good.
All right.
Yeah, but if we're doing good cop, bad cop, you're bad cop, and we're good cop.
Yeah, we got to play good cops.
Yeah.
We have to. I'm Cagney. You're Lacey.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. That's a very dated reference there, isn't it?
I want to be Callahan.
Please, Cagney.
Dirty Harry.
No.
Tackleberry.
Hello? Hey. Chad? Hello? Chad. Hello, yes. What's up? Hey. It's Will from next door. How you doing? You got a minute?
Yeah, I just got to work, but I guess I have a minute I could spare. What's up?
Oh, okay. So man, I just wanted to talk to you again about the lawnmower thing, you know. I just wanna make sure that I'm not missing something, or something isn't getting left out or just lost in translation or something like that, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure I told you everything the other six times we talked about it.
Look, I'm not trying to be a bother, but I mean, it's really bugging me because I almost caught the whole thing on camera, but I didn't.
Yeah, well, you told me that already, and it's kind of turning into a thing like when Pee Wee Herman lost his bike. You know?
Well, you know, I wouldn't be this worried about a stupid bike, okay? All right, this is a Husqvarna, and I only got to use for one summer. So I want my mower back, and I want to get some answers.
Okay, so what exactly do you want me to tell you that I didn't already tell you?
Well, Chad, to be honest, it doesn't really look very good that you were walking around my yard at 1 a.m., and then my lawnmower disappeared.
Dude. We already went over this, and you know, I was out there walking around. I do it all the time. You know, this isn't weird.
Yeah, you know, but it doesn't sit right with me, Chad. It doesn't sit right with me.
What doesn't sit right with you, Will? You think I stole it?
I mean, I don't want to think you stole it, but you are the only person who showed up on my cameras that night.
Yeah, well, you need to figure out why your cameras don't cover your garage and your driveway then, because you caught me walking around, but you missed the people who stole your lawnmower from right under your nose.
Look, I'm just telling you, it's a little bit weird that you are the only one who ever shows up on the camera between 11 and 7 a.m. All right? I mean, is that not weird?
I don't give a damn what you think. You aren't going to call me up at work at 7 in the morning so you can accuse me of stealing a lawnmower. Tell me this, Will. Where is it? Where did I take it at 1 in the morning when I stole it? I didn't take it to my house. I didn't tow it away to the with a Honda Civic. So what did I do with it?
I don't know. I mean, it had a tank full of gas. I mean, you could have driven it anywhere in the neighborhood to meet up with one of your buddies who has a big fence or something to hide it with. I don't know.
A fence, first of all, every house in the neighborhood has a damn privacy fence.
No, not like that. Like a fence. Like the kind that buys stolen stuff so he can resell it.
What the hell? You're accusing me of stealing your lawnmower, but you're the only one talking like a mob movie.
Look, just tell me if you took it, or tell me one good reason you were walking around in my yard in the middle of the night.
You want a good reason, Will? I was drunk. I was drunk, and I went and I peed in your flower beds out back. But I guess your cameras missed that, too. I get drunk, and I like to wander around, and sometimes I take a leak somewhere, because that's what drunk men do, Will.
See, now your story's changing, and let me tell you, you're gonna crack.
Dude, you watch way too much TV, but if you call me a thief one more time, I'm gonna come over there, and I'm gonna get off of work, and I'm gonna kick your ass while your kids watch.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, let's see about that, all right?
Okay, I would like to say good morning.
Morning.
Hello?
Good morning. There's someone else on the phone?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Your dad?
Wow, do I sound that damn old?
No.
I mean, not that he sounds that old either.
Explain it.
This is The Rise Guys, 93.3 The Planet. This entire call's been on the radio. We're letting you know that and say good morning to you right now.
Oh.
Okay, so he really thinks that you took the lawnmower. Now, I don't think any of us have it.
We have no dog in the fight.
No, we don't. But, man, like, it does sound weird now as this comes out. Go ahead. Sorry.
Wait. Really? I thought that you guys were, like, cops on the other line when I heard other people on the phone.
Oh, thanks. I mean, who do I sound like? It's kind of like a... Okay, go ahead. Now... You thought this was a sting operation. It kind of it was in a way. But
nobody has the authority to arrest anyone or any of that.
The whole phone call's just been on the radio.
We have no jurisdiction anywhere.
You know,
I didn't tell him I was over there drunk and peeing in his yard. Okay, that's kind of embarrassing, but it doesn't make me a thief. I didn't steal anything from anybody, and I'm sick and tired of my own neighbor acting like I'm robbing lawnmowers, like it's even possible.
Yeah.
So who did it, Chad? Who did it?
Well,
I don't know.
How would he know?
Why would I know if I didn't do it? Stupid, but I'm done talking about it, and I want a copy of it so I can play it for the cops when you keep harassing me and trying to do their damn job for them.
Oh.
Stupid.
Hey, don't be mad at us. I mean, you're not. I can tell you're not.
Yeah, he wants the audio from us.
Oh, he did hang up. Well, how are we going to get his information to give him the audio?
You can get it on the podcast, Chad.
I'm telling you guys, that guy, he stole my damn lawnmower.
Yeah, but maybe just...
Man, the burden of proof is a son of a bitch.
It really is. And plus, like, you know, you have to admit, the more you started saying, like, maybe you... He drove it to meet some of his friends in the, like, think about how much arrangement. Hey guys, listen, I got a line here on a Husqvarna. Yeah. Meet me.
I know.
Yeah, I mean,
and how many guys live in a suburban subdivision neighborhood nowhere to take a lawnmower to a fence, you know?
Well, part of me says
chop shop.
Part of me says how many like subdivisions or people driving around the middle of night on a lawnmower, but
somebody would have seen that. Probably. Somebody got get up or just still up or staying up. They would have heard and seen a lawnmower driving down
on
the
somebody's
road.
Somebody's Instagram story.
Yeah.
Even if he did take it, he's probably tired of getting asked about it.
Seems like one of those neighborhoods where where people, if they hear anything unusual, they get real mad about it, especially like a lawnmower driving down the road at 1 a.m. They go look. They're looking to see who they can get mad and complain about.
Yeah, like, I mean, who knows? I didn't. It just sounds like he's tired of you harassing him about it. And really,
his words.
Yeah, that was his words. You know, a lot of people are saying, turn your camera toward the garage. You know, hindsight's 20/20 on that. But, you know, whether he did or didn't, you know, the burden of proof is there. I'd say just throw it on the insurance. Just say, hey.
I mean, the truth's going to come out because, look, now his story has changed. And guess what? I'm just going to keep pressing on him until he cracks.
The RC is going to beat you up for any
How
kids.
You doing? I mean, why?
Because I know he did it.
Yeah, but you can't prove it or do anything about it.
Like, you, man, that's your home. That's your, like, that's your sanctuary. Like, and now you're going to sit in there and you're going to be looking out the window every time you see his Honda Civic or whatever coming
in. I'm determined. Now he's got me determined.
Oh, God. I want to just take up a love offer and get you a new lawnmower so you'll chill out.
It's not about the mower. It's the principle.
Yeah. Okay. Well, just remember, your family and your wife and your kids, y'all live there. So, you know, you got to remember that. You got to you live there. So don't.
I remember that. Okay. I know that.
Which one of them was talking ass kicking a while ago?
Chad was going to kick Will's ass.
Will's ass.
While
okay.
his kids watch.
Oh, yeah, in front of them.
Oh, no, you hear the child. Okay, I don't want to hear the kids talking.
No.
Have a good morning. And be chill out, I say, I think. All right, thank you. Right.
The kid's about to watch an ass whooping.
He's pissed. You hear the kid sound tiny, too. You shouldn't be able to close the garage at that age.
You ready, Junior?
That's truly what it is. My dad would always say, Matthew, put your basketball up when you get done playing basketball. And I'd say, why, Daddy? And he's like, because somebody will steal it.
It's like golden bone meal.
And so even then, he would still go out and look and make sure it was put up.
Mm-hmm.
And if it wasn't, he'd go down there and do it.
Did you hang it up like a tetherball so nobody could reach
it? Lift it up way up in the trees. That's why my grandpa fell out of the tree that time. Basketball down. Oh, man. He's pissed at it. Amen. A bunch of people texting in that, too. He's pissed at himself because it got stolen. Now he's trying to take it out on somebody.
Yeah, I mean, he does probably want to know who stole it, and he probably thinks the neighbor really stole it. But still, what's your recourse? You have no evidence. You have no proof whatsoever. Unless he just admits to it, and he doesn't want to admit to it.
And so you got that home warranty, so you might as well use it.
So you're going to get hit with the, hey, stop harassing the guy who lives next door to you before he gets hit with, hey, did you steal the lawnmower?
Like right, you don't know for sure, but just hearing that guy, he's just frustrated. He didn't really do it. It doesn't sound like it. If you were judging it just on that, I don't think he took it.
Yeah, I don't think he took it. If I were it, obviously, if I were the law,
yeah.
Then I can't do anything about it. Okay, you think he took it. That you thinking he took it doesn't mean anything to the law.
Mm-hmm.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Platter.
Let's go first to Anonymous. Oh, the number two Anonymous. Been waiting the longest. An Anonymous number two. Hey, been there, done that before. Good morning. Oh, that would be you.
Hello.
You wouldn't understand which one you are. Hey, do you hear my voice pretty clear right now?
I do.
Okay, then that's you. Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
You wanted to comment about the helicopter ride to freedom that Nine was talking about a moment ago with the guys at Perry Correctional.
Yes, he said that he wished they'd make a movie out of that, and they already have.
Yeah, made for TV movie.
Yeah.
The movie was called The Outside Woman, but it was filmed out of a prison.
Saw it's fun. Really? Okay. I'm going to add that one, too. Can't hear you. I'm sorry. We can't hear you. It's on Bluetooth or something.
Yeah, no. Bluetooth is not good.
Hey.
Yeah.
We'll throw you on hold. We'll come back and see if it's better. Just hang in there with us.
Yeah.
You've been waiting 37 minutes.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, I said I wish they'd make a movie about it that wasn't a made-for-TV movie.
Yes.
Like a real production about it, like a real movie.
But, you know, like, what is an HBO film? Or, you know, was it different way back when they would say it's a CBS made-for-TV thing? Didn't somebody still make it and CBS just bought it from ABC or, you know, away from a bidding war, perhaps?
There's a certain type of production to those old made-for-TV movies. They're like
crappy.
The Tom Selleck cop movies they were doing recently and stuff. Yeah, there's a certain production to that in Lifetime movies. HBO produces movies. Netflix produces movies. Prime does movies, I guess.
Lifetime?
But when no, Lifetime's the same production as made-for-TV movies from back in the day. But yeah, when HBO or Netflix does something like that,
they bought a finished product.
Typically, yeah. Or HBO will actually produce like a real major motion picture type movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the production quality is just not good on those made-for-TV movies.
Any movement on Nito?
No. Oh, well. The reboot will happen eventually.
The reboot. I was talking about the porn.
Oh, yeah.
No. Let's go. You want to see if he's got a better connection now? We'll try it out.
Yeah.
Anonymous guy about Perry Correctional. Let's see if your Bluetooth's better. You there?
Yes, I turned it off.
Oh, man, it sounds great now.
Let's just say no to Bluetooth when we call in. It'll just help us.
It's awful technology.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, so what do you know?
The movie. The story about it is in 1968. My uncle actually done a murder for hire.
Oh, wow.
And the man and woman that pulled my aunt over on the side of the road and actually murdered her, they got life in prison. But back then, life in prison was 10 to 15 years for a crime that they had committed. Yeah. And the woman that was done that killed my aunt, she was the actual woman that hijacked the helicopter out of Perry Correctional.
Oh, Joyce Maddox.
I grew up over in Montague, which isn't far, you know, from Poe Mill.
Hell yeah.
Montague area.
Yeah, I know. And I was over that way the other day at the diner. It's still there. I'm shocked.
Okay, a friend of mine that I went to high school with over at Parker, he was actually in Perry Correctional and had nothing to do with the helicopter, but when they seen the helicopter come in, he actually run out there and jumped on the helicopter and escaped with them. And then they caught them at a rest area down in Alabama. Mm-hmm. They was asleep in the car at a rest area in Alabama where they captured them.
Holy crap.
The strangest part of the whole story to me was always how the guards at Perry were shooting at the helicopter, and the guy flying a helicopter is, A, he's got a gun on him, that's why he's flying a helicopter, and B, he's being shot at by the guards, so everybody's trying to kill the pilot.
But do you if you're ever under duress, and you know, I'm no pilot, I've been to the truck stops before, but as far as that, like a helicopter pilot, if they have a gun to your head and then finally you say, okay, fine, I'll get you there, and then as soon as they're done with you, you know they're going to kill you.
Yes.
So don't crash it. Kill them first.
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah.
Don't give any information.
Always wear a parachute just in case, like clean underwear.
Be prepared.
Yeah. You never know. Yep. Let me ask you this, Anonymous. Would there be a possibility that we could take down your phone number and possibly interview you in a future After Hours with the Rise Guys podcast?
Yeah, well, you talk about some interesting stuff with a guy who's been around Greenville that long.
I think so. Is that something you'd be interested in?
Sure.
All right. And also, may I ask you the year of graduation from Parker High School to see if you may know my mom?
84.
All right, we're good. All right, we'll throw you on hold. We're going to write down the phone number, and then we're going to hang up on you. But we're saying goodbye early.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, God. The pen just skipped.
I can get it.
I got it.
All right,
cool. There we go. Well, okay. You thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
You want to see if talk to the Anonymous on line one about the thing I was saying about something kind of local that's going on right now?
Yes. It says here that he wants to talk about the Kanoe County murders. Yeah. I think Fat Boy doesn't know how to spell Oconee.
Even Oconee, yeah.
Oconee. Good morning.
Morning, man. How you doing?
Oh, no.
Doing all right. How are you?
Are you on Bluetooth or?
No, I ain't on Bluetooth. I'm in the middle of working. Oh, you hear me good?
Yeah, it's
better
now.
You sound better now.
Better
yeah.
Now. Tell us what you know, sir.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Over the past 3 years, has been, at least in Oconee County, there's been at least 4 women missing. The last woman that went missing in late November, her body was actually found 2 months after she went missing, murdered within a few blocks from her house in the woods. Was found by 2 hunters. I was out walking in the woods hunting, and 2 hunters found her. And they actually brought in a SOIA detective. And they have actually brought Chief Jimmy Dixon, the retired police chief from Clemson, out of retirement, to investigate it.
Crap. We need to do a new show where we just do Crime Stoppers, where we just take live calls and people call in anonymously with all this information they have.
Yeah.
I did not know that about the Perry stuff. And this right here, I just now am knowing more about. This is very intriguing.
I didn't know.
They're saying that there is no connections to any of them, but when you have 4 crack-headed people that go missing and all of them are around the same age and hang out with the same people.
Crack-headed people.
Yeah. I didn't know anything about any of that.
Yeah there. I work with some dickheaded people.
There are three missing women that they have not been located. No bodies have been found or anything.
Goodness,
boy, that's the you feel for any family that's had a loss. But when you have that still have that question mark out there, and you feel, oh man, I'm weird for giving up hope, but I have to be a realist. And oh gosh. God bless you all.
Yeah, I'm opening up all the stories now. I already see something interesting about them, but it's something that obviously anybody in law enforcement would notice immediately, too.
How about this? Real quick, let's go to Corey. According to Fatboy's notes, his uncle was the guy who was the pilot of the Perry helicopter.
Oh, man, the real victim.
Yes, sir, he was.
Good morning.
Good morning, how are y'all?
Doing well.
Sound like Jeff.
Nine, do you believe him? Is there a test you could give him to see if he is truly the nephew?
I have no reason not to believe him, so I believe him.
All right, fine. I believe you too, then.
But he was a high-ranked pilot in the Army.
Really?
And he flew all the captains and colonels around. So once he got out of the Army, he took to giving a pilot license to people. Well, that woman that guy was talking about earlier got in contact with him and said that she wanted, you know, to get her flight license.
Mm-hmm.
So he gave her a couple of lessons. And then on, like, the last day they were flying, that's when she put, you know, I guess the gun to his head. Or she brought out a gun and told him that he was to land in Perry, that she was picking up, I think it was 2 guys. And once they picked the guys up, you know, she made him drop down and land into another field and told him to get out and start running. If he looked back, you know, they was going to shoot him. But, so yeah, it was crazy.
He was over in, like, I imagine, like, Vietnam and stuff?
Yes, sir.
Holy crap. Can you imagine that? You get over
he
here.
He even flew.
You go. You survive all that. I mean, you're all these guys' lives are in your hands, literally. When you're a pilot, and you come back, and you're like, okay, I'm pretty good at this. I'd like to continue on and have a life, be a civilian.
Yeah.
And then that, God.
Right. Yeah. He even flew a helicopter. He moved down to Florida at one point and was flying Evel Knievel around to all his shows and whatnot.
Oh, my God. What an interesting dude that is.
Did he move by helicopter? That would be insane.
Pretty much. That's crazy. I love the guy to death. He's a great guy. He's been through heck most of his life. But, man, you know, he's still around.
How old is he?
86.
86, okay.
I'm guessing. Yeah. How old is he?
Geez, I couldn't tell you, to be honest with you. I don't think he's that old. I would say mid-70s.
I was just totally guessing. I wonder if your uncle would be available to be a guest.
We'd love to talk to him.
Eventually.
You know, I'm actually headed to my mom's house because he stays with my mom right now, but he is not a people person. Okay. You know, when all that happened.
Well, neither am I, so we should get along great.
We're hardly people.
We're like half people. We're like motors.
Yeah.
All right.
Corey.
Yeah, when that happened, he didn't want to be on the news totally or anything.
He wants to get past it totally. You hug. Give him a hug from us, and that means you better do it real tight.
Absolutely. As soon as I get there, I will tell him I got on the radio and told about his story, and I was talking about him.
Give me his autograph. Thank you so much, Corey. Have a good morning.
Thanks,
Corey.
Guys.
Thanks, guys. Hey, I'll send it straight to PSA.
I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.